Hi, Big Elise. Welcome to Vibes Workshop. This is part two of working on shell voicings. And in this lesson, we're changing a few things around. In the first lesson, we were just doing 2-5-1s, and we're doing 2-5-1s again, but this time we're changing the positions up a little bit to incorporate tritone subs. So if you look at the first example on the PDF, you could see that the third and the seventh change the same way, but the only difference is the bass notes. Now we go from F minor to E7 and then to E flat 7, and the bass motion's all in half steps, okay? So this is just another way we can go through shell voicings, and we could do it the same way as last time, just do them in descending whole steps, okay? So it sounds a little bit different. Last time, our 2-5-1s sounded like this. Okay, but this time with the tritone, it's like this. Right, and this is just something you want to do maybe the same way. It's good to do whole steps. Positions as well. So you could do it in a more open position. It's nice like that on vibes. It sounds good. Okay, so that's your open position shells. And once you get comfortable with all this stuff, now we want to take these 2-5-1s and we want to apply them to a tune. So what I've used as an example is an F blues. And I started with the lowest note, F7, F in the bottom, F, E flat, A, okay? So you want to start working on shells over this as well. And here's some of the voicings I have on the blues in the PDF. Here's what they sound like. Okay, very simple, but there's nice things in there. And as we talked about in the last lesson, if you pay close attention to some of these voicings, they can get you out of a jam. Like I said, if you take a look at this blues on the PDF and you have F, E flat, A, that's a pretty decent voicing on the vibes for that particular note. Like if you had an A and you had an F7 chord, the A was right there on the instrument. That would sound pretty good. Like we talked about the last time, if we were thinking drop two, and then, maybe if we had another note in there, we'd have the fifth, like F, C, E flat, A. And last time we talked about that C kind of nullifying the voicing a little bit. And to my ears, it does sound better if you just have F, E flat, A like that. So when you go through these shell voicings, keep that in mind. Figure out which ones actually work on the vibes and might get you out of a particular pinch with trying to harmonize a certain note. And just go through these voicings and see what you come up with.